Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Texts 53 and 54. Yata Susupta Purusho Vishvang Pasyati Chatmani Atmanameka Deshastam Manyate Svapna Uttita. I'll just read the second verse. Evam jagarandani jivastanani chatmana maya matrani vigyaya tadrastaram param smaret yata susupta purusho vishvang pasyati chatmani atmanam ekadeshastam manyate svapna uttita yata, just as susupta, sleeping, purusha, a person, vishvam, the whole universe, pasyati, perceives, cha, also, atmani, in himself, atmanam, himself, ekadeshastam, lying down in one place. Manyate, he considers. Swapne, in the dreaming condition. Uttata, waking up. Evam, in this way. Jagarana Adini, the states of wakefulness and so on. Jivastanani, the living entities, different conditions of existence. Cha, also, Atmanat, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maya Machani, the exhibitions of the illusory potency. Vigyaya, knowing. Tat, of them. Drastaram, the creator or seer of all such conditions. Param, the supreme. Smarate, one should always remember. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When a person is in a deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe, although they are far away. Sometimes when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in a human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions, as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Purport. None of these conditions of the living entities, namely deep sleep, dreaming and wakefulness, is substantial. They are simply displays of various phases of conditional life. There may be many mountains, rivers, trees, bees, tigers, and snakes that are situated far away. But in a dream, one may imagine them to be nearby. Similarly, as one has subtle dreams at night, when the living entity is awake, he lives in gross dreams of nation, community, society, possessions, skyscrapers, bank balance, position, and honor. Under the circumstances, one should know that his position is due to his contact with the material world. One is situated in different positions in various forms of life that are all but creations of the illusory energy, which works under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate actor, and the conditioned living entity should simply remember this original actor, Sri Krishna. As living entities, we are being carried away by the ways of Prakriti, or nature, which works under the Lord's direction. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Miche maya vase yacha beshe katcha habu dububai. Why are you being carried away by the waves of the illusory energy in various phases of dreaming and wakefulness? These are all creations of Maya. Our only duty is to remember the supreme director of this illusory energy, Krishna. For us to do this, the Shastra advises us, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. One should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Supreme Lord is realized in three different phases as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. But Bhagavan is the ultimate realization. One who realizes Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, is the most perfect Mahatma, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurlabha. In the human form of life, one should understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for then one will understand everything else. Yasmin Bhigyate Sarvam Evam Bhigyatam Bhavati. According to this Vedic injunction, simply by understanding Krishna, one understands Brahman, Paramatma, Prakriti, the illusory energy, the spiritual energy, and everything else. Everything will be revealed. Prakriti, the material nature, is working under the direction of the Supreme Lord. And we living entities are being carried away by various phases of Prakriti. For self-realization, one should always remember Krishna. As stated in Padma Purana, Smartavya Satatam Vishnu. We should always remember Lord Vishnu. Vishmartavya Najatuchit. We should never forget the Lord. This is the perfection of life. Translation again. When a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe, although they are far away. Sometimes when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in a human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions, as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Ganjana Shlakaya Chakshura Mata Minatasmai Shri Gavirama Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pankhulam Vankai Degiram Yakhipatam Ambade Shri Gavirama Devatam. This conditions of consciousness, this wakefulness, sleeping in deep sleep, they pose a great dilemma for the materialists who cannot distinguish between them. The realization, even in the beginning, devotees immediately come to that platform of understanding what is that I am not this body. If I am not this body, then I am also not this mind, nor am I these senses. But all these things are there, carried with us from our timeless sojourn in the material world, like the aroma of flowers is carried in the air. So the subtle body is carrying all these things. Therefore, there is continuity. One devotee was inquiring about this dream, the difference between this dreaming state and this wakeful state. And Srila Prabhupada, he was trying to understand, what is the difference? And Prabhupada saying that this so-called reality, this gross illusion, Prabhupada said this 12 hours dreaming, said that this is also illusion, but we are brought back from the dreaming state when we dream at night for half an hour or whatever. Said, by our karma, which has impelled us to act due to past activities. So therefore, we wake up and we again begin, just like at the time of dissolution. The living entity takes up his position exactly where he left off. If he has not escaped, if he has not gone back to Godhead, even at the time of dissolution, when everything else is destroyed, and everything is wound up in this Mahat Tattva, still the living entity, that his karma is all there. All these Papa beads waiting to take, come again as fruits, and again impel him to take up this activity. But none of this has to be considered as real. Prabhupada gives us this hint. Just remember Krishna. Just remember Krishna. Such a simple thing. Mat karmakrin, mat paramo, mat bhakta sangabhajata, nirvaira sarva bhuteshu, yasamameti pandava. Prabhupada says that this particular verse, 11th chapter, 55th shloka, that this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. The essence. Everything condensed. That is the definition of sutra. It's condensed knowledge. So here we see that one of the main principles that he's emphasizing is to be free from mental speculation. Because it's mental speculation, it's constant attempt to understand, sometimes sincerely, but other times just because one cannot control the mind. You see in these conversations with Srila Prabhupada, some are asking these questions, and Prabhupada is trying to give an answer, but still the same question again comes because there's no understanding. What is the difference? Why is this dream? Why is this not real? Why is this real? Why am I thinking this is real? But because we have, by some relative mental situation, we have accepted this is real. This gross illusion. But ultimately it is all illusion. Here it says, when a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects. So we see that when Krishna dreams, the material, you know, everything is manifest, not just the material. Aham Shivasya Prabhavo. All spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from Krishna. But he's not doing this by some, what we consider mechanical, physical activity, the manipulation of material elements. Simply by his desire, everything is manifest. So we're also thinking that our dreams, sometimes you hear a person say, I want to go back to sleep to finish my dream. Because he's thinking this dream is more enjoyable than his waking state, whatever it is. So he's thinking, let me sleep. So that is why sleep is considered to be the mode of ignorance. Because it is that illusion which traps one deeper and deeper into this false conception that I am this body, and that everything I think is real. Whatever I think is real. That Ishvaraham aham bogi siddham balavan sukhi. So even the greatest so-called kings, they're also trying to create their own situation. They want to have a kingdom just like this, and they conquer some neighboring kingdoms and they accumulate land and property and subjects, and they try to do everything just right, and they build big palaces and monuments in order to establish a lasting legacy. But all these things are destroyed by the agency of time. Nothing exists. So just like when we wake up, our dreams fade away. So what is the difference then? But somehow or other we're attached, and we endeavor uselessly in order to try to continue some this illusion by building some building. And somebody puts his name on this building. because he thinks, I will die, but this building will survive. Even Mr. Trump, he has Trump Towers. He will not be forever. Also, this building will not be forever. No one will remember him after some time. But they, because we are eternal, we want to put our stamp on something that will last a long time because of that innate sense of existence. I want to live forever, Prabhupada said. He gave an example in one class in Vrindavan. No, in Mayapur. How one Marwari gentleman at the age of 70, he went to Germany for some operation. Prabhupada said, perhaps you know, for getting some hormone. He said, many monkeys are exported from India for this purpose, to take those hormones just to enjoy sex life at the age of 70, enhanced sex life. This is all some phantasmagoria. It cannot be enjoyed, but yet we are making this attempt up till the end of life. And Srila Prabhupada, what was he doing at the end of his manifest pastimes? He was lying there and he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of the entire world. Because this is the symptom of a realized soul. He's not dreaming. There is no difference. Prabhupada is not dreaming ever. He was with Krishna always. And he gives us this hint. And this highest state, this so-called deep sleep, the karmis also consider this in yoga terminology, that samadhi is a type of deep sleep. This nirupti. One goes into this state and he is actually situated in the supersoul. The supersoul is there in the heart. So the jiva is also there. So where does the consciousness go in deep sleep? In that deep sleep state, samadhi state, not this illusory state, it goes into the supersoul, according to 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. I've never been there, I don't know. But that is what the Bhagavatam says. And we can understand that. Yes, Krishna is there. And the jiva is there. So when the jiva changes bodies, not just the jiva goes, the supersoul is also going with him. He's accompanying him on every journey. But he's not carried in some material vehicle. The supersoul is traveling. And the living entity is there with him. But in samadhi, we do not have to come out of that state. Those pure devotees, those self-realized souls, they remain there. They don't come out again. They don't need to. They've realized everything is illusion. They're there with Krishna eternally. But we are here. So we discuss these things in order to give ourselves the opportunity to remember who is the supreme actor. Right? Even Shakespeare said, the world, a stage, and all the people are actors. Everything is going about just due to the interaction of these modes of material nature, and nothing else. It's like Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, Maya Beshe Yacha Beshe Kacha Habu Dubi Bhai. Why are you being carried away by these waves of illusory energy? In the ocean, if you don't want to be carried away by the waves of Maya, you must have a strong anchor. Otherwise, the boat is just floating. When they want to stop, they have to have a very heavy anchor. Without such anchor, they cannot. They must drift. They must move according to the waves. But this anchor for us is this knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are His servants. That is the anchor. Prabhupada, the devotees are asking this in relationship to this dreaming question. Prabhupada, so they said, when are we in reality? If everything is illusion, when are we in reality? Prabhupada said, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, only. Then you are in reality. Satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantas charjadavataha. That is the only time we're touching Krishna directly. So to that extent possible, otherwise we see why these great souls, why Haridas Thakur is the Namacharya. Because he wanted to be constantly engaged. He understood. And we cannot do this. Prabhupada said, we cannot do this. So for us, the order of the spiritual master is reality. This is what keeps us free from mental speculation. Anakuriyamanayasa. No speculation. The order of the spiritual master, whatever that is our life and soul. Then there is no, I can think, oh, what is illusion? What is this? What is that? What will be the answer? I am still here. It will not change anything. I may or may not understand philosophically that these three states of wakefulness, sleep, and deep sleep. So many people, they study for years, they get some certificate, and they call themselves psychiatrists and psychologists, but they cannot save anyone. They try to explain the science of dreams. But just consider this endeavor. You're trying to explain illusion. How can you explain illusion to someone who is in illusion? What will be the result? But if you give them Krishna consciousness, the chanting of the holy names, automatically Chaita Dharpana Majanam Baba Mahar, they're cleansed of all the dirty things in the heart. And then they see themselves. That glimpse is the real wakefulness. That moment's association, sadhu sangha, sarva sastra, lava matra, sadhu sangha. One moment's association. One moment, in the Prabhupada describes in Krishna book, one moment is 1/11th of a second. I never knew that. You read Krishna book, you learn a lot of things. And that when Brahma stole the cowherd boys and put them in the cave, for Brahma it was only 1/11th of a second. But on our planet, on our this Boma, Egypt, Lila, it was 1 year. So 1/11th of a second for Brahma is 1 year of our time. So this existence is insignificant. If someone says, let's study the dream of ants, that is like our dreams. They are useless. No one will make any serious endeavor. If I say, Prabhu, please conduct a study of the dream of some insect. These insects have a soul. They're the same. And because they are also in these three states of consciousness, dreaming is taking place. You've seen your dog. Now, maybe not. In the material world, some people are keeping dogs. When I was young, I had a dog. And the dog would dream. He would be chasing something or something would be chasing him. He's moving, he's talking, he's growling. Everything is there. He's dreaming. What is the use of his dreams? And what do they consist of? So we need to fix ourselves in the reality. And that can only be done by fixing ourselves in the service of the spiritual master, because that focus frees us from mental speculation. Mat karmaka and mat parama. Gives us the association of devotees. Because what did the spiritual master, he says, you have to remain in the association of devotees. He says, you cannot make advancement outside of ISKCON. Says it is simply hallucination. But ISKCON doesn't mean some building. It doesn't mean that if I don't go outside these four walls, that I'm somehow or other Krishna conscious. But that I remain within the Sangha. This very special gift that Prabhupada gave. Everyone is focused on the same thing, we hope. Service to the spiritual master, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because that is the unity. It is not that someone is speculating, no, I think Prabhupada meant this, or I think Prabhupada meant this. I should do like this, I should... No, we have Prabhupada's instructions very clearly. Everything is there. Directions on management. He spent so much time putting everything is in my books, he said. Everything is in my books. But then besides the books, we have Srila Prabhupada's lectures and his conversations and his letters. We have to be a little careful. One time Prabhupada chastised Brahmananda. He says, if I am writing to you this letter, it is for your eyes only. It is not for distribution. If you want to show to others, ask me first. He said, ask me first. Because it can create problems. You know, instructions given according to some specific time and circumstances. What does it say? One man's food is another man's poison. So Prabhupada can tell one devotee one thing. And for that devotee, that becomes his Prabhudatta Desh, his field of activities. And another devotee is something else. So these... actually, dreams... Prabhupada... I mean, it was a simple formula. Prabhupada said, read Krishna book 10 minutes before you take rest. We all knew this. We all did this. We didn't have to think, oh, let me check my Facebook page, or let me do this, or let me do that. No. Prabhupada said, read Krishna book 10 minutes before taking rest, then you will dream of Krishna. That dream is reality. Why? Because the knowledge is manifesting on a platform by which everything is being done subconsciously, but under the guidance of the Supersoul. If karma is creating dreams, if I'm associating with some nonsense situation, if I'm watching some horrible videos and I'm dreaming of these videos, this is contamination. Prabhupada said, you are being infected by some contaminous disease. I also never heard that word, contaminous. But Prabhupada said it, so it is a word, contaminous disease. And if we read about Krishna, then Krishna will be there. Krishna is not illusion. Now, if we think that Krishna is doing something to satisfy my senses in that dream, then that is illusion. Krishna is never our servant. But dreams are like that. They manifest in different ways. Some, Prabhupada also used that term, night dream, daydream. Night dream, daydream. It is the same. Night dream, daydream. So we have to act on the platform of wakefulness. That time when we can use our consciousness, direct it. I cannot direct. Some people are thinking, let me try to dream in a certain way. I will direct my dream. I'll try to force some situation by creating this. It's all... And they do it. They try. But at least while I'm awake, in this 18 hours, let me fix my mind in such a way to serve Krishna according to the directions of my spiritual master. Then it is not dreaming, per se. It is real wakefulness. I am still here in the material modes of nature. Certainly I am under the influence, their influence. But as long as I am acting according to the directions of the pure devotee, then we can say that that is, Prabhupada said, Krishna work. He called it Krishna work. And that is reality. He said, if a man is a businessman, he said, that's okay. If you understand that Krishna is the actual proprietor, then everything must be given to Krishna for his enjoyment. But if I'm thinking some things for me and some things for Krishna, then I'm an illusion. And I'm getting some reaction to that. It is not Krishna karma. It is not Krishna work. It is not nice karma. But you have to be a little sincere, not just with yourself, but with others whom you call friends. Someone may propose, Prabhu, let's do this. Let's invest in some mutual funds. I can tell you in my line of work, I have seen so much cheating. Prabhupada says, the society of the cheaters and the cheated. It is going on continuously in the material world. In every aspect, whether spiritual endeavor or material endeavor. In spiritual endeavor, we were all cheated by so many people who told us this religion is the true religion or this religion is the true religion. And maybe we followed for some time until we understood that this is not correct. So in this way, these cheaters, they build a scheme. It's like you build a building. They construct a foundation. And everything is done very systematically. They have scripts. And they catch you. Say, Prabhu, if you please invest in this money, you will get 20% per month return. What intelligent person will believe? No one. So then they find out what is the number that people will believe. They will believe 2% a month. Yes, why not? But banks are not giving that. 2% per month. I've seen some scams, they're promising 5-7% a month. And people are investing lakhs of rupees. And then these cheaters, what they're doing is they're paying these newcomers, the first people in line, with the money coming from the newcomers. There's no real investment. It's called pyramid scheme. I'm taking in new money and I'm paying to these people just for a few months. Just to make them think that, yes, I'm actually getting return on my funds. I've given 5 lakh, but he's giving me, 200 rupees, 2,000 rupees per month. So I think, oh, I'm getting my money. Meanwhile, my 5 lakh is already gone someplace, never to be recovered. And after 3 months, everything stops. And then I want my money back. No. That cheater is gone. A whole new scam has come up. In Mayapur, I saw devotees lost more than 1 crore rupees in losses. More than 1 crore. Where the devotees got 1 crore, that's also an interesting question, to invest in such scams. But in any case, it is lost. They cannot get it back by court case, by this. Police also don't care. You go to the police, what will they say? Give me more money. So they're lamenting. Oh, I saved so long, my 15, 20 lakh, everything is gone now, my life is finished. But why your life is finished? Krishna has taken away. Krishna is also known as Hari, one who takes away. It was not your money. And that thief who took it, he will also suffer. We were reading in the Nectar Devotion last night in Bhagavad Gita class that in Vrindavan, Krishna is death personified to the thieves. Death personified. He is bliss to the devotees. Bliss personified to the devotees. But he is death personified to the thieves. Why is that? Prabhupada said, it is not that Krishna is immoral. He said to kill a thief is the highest moral principle. Because then he is saved from that sinful reaction. Especially if he's stealing from Krishna. But we are not that strong to impose these things. Prabhupada is only mentioned because it's there in the Shastra. He also said that Krishna is, out of his 64 qualities, number 11, he is defined as strength, morality. Learned, it said that a person is considered to be learned and educated when he is moral. doesn't say that he's considered to be learned when he knows all the Vedas. Ultimately, the conclusion of the Vedas, Prabhupada put it very simply, said these three stages: gentleman, brahmana, and Vaishnava. He said one should at least become a gentleman. That is the lowest stage. At least become a gentleman. But who is there in society now who is a gentleman? Everyone is thinking only of himself. You know, and his extended self. He's thinking that it's justified because it's not for me, it's for my family. What is the difference between yourself and your family? The monkeys, they also are thinking, this is my family. I have to take care of them. I have to protect them. So if I'm thinking that I have to take care of my family, then what is the difference between me and the monkeys? Yes, as civilized persons, we have to take some care, but not to the neglect of our eternal soul. And the example is there, simple in Bhagavad Gita, the painting of the bird in the gilded cage. That gilded cage is the material body and everything connected and associated with it. And the bird is the soul. So if we take care of the cage only, the bird will simply die. You see some persons, they work so hard. Prabhupada gave the example of the horse foaming at the mouth. So that materialist is also like that. He's working so hard just to earn enough income to prepare, provide a little bit for himself and his family. Even if he's a rich, rich man, and he may seem, oh, he's making money very easily, still he cannot eat more than anyone else. Maybe some more opulence, but his... And it doesn't matter how big his bed is, he still is sleeping, just like the dog is sleeping. There's no difference. So nothing is really changing. But by the influence of illusion, we're thinking, I'm in a better situation than the monkey. In Vrindavan, they say that the monkeys, especially in rainy season, are very angry because they have no shelter. They don't have a house. They're always wet. So they get very easily angered. So you should avoid angering the monkeys in the rainy season because they'll quickly strike. And the other thing the Brijbasis say is that they get some poison at this time also in their teeth. Brijbasis have so many stories. Bottom line is, don't agitate the monkeys in the rainy season because they're already agitated. So sometimes you see the materialist, he's so busy working, you try to approach him with a book and say, my dear sir, he's rushing back and forth in Port Authority, in the airport, will you please take this book for your ultimate welfare? He's, no, I have no time. So like this, they cannot be saved. What is that? Prahlad Maharaj gives that verse. I have to remember it. But basically, even by some joint association, by some conference, Matirna Krishne Paratak Svatovam Mitobi Padyeti Grihavritanam Adanta Gobhya Vishitam Tamishwam Punak Punas Charvata Charvananam. Chewing the chew. Whether in sleeping or waking, we're chewing the chew. And we're coming in this assembly, because this is not an ordinary assembly where we just come to discuss some business matters, some official things. No, but just to really wake up, to reach the goal, that Vedic aphorism, that Jagrata, begins with Jagrata. That one has to reach, not just to wake up, but to wake up and reach the goal. So that is our... So therefore we come in this association, not like a mundane conference, now to discuss more chewing the chew. Because everything is just this chewing the chew. Whatever it is, it's already been done. There's nothing new under the sun. But here we're talking in such a way that I want to understand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to deepen my attachment to my spiritual master and the deities. And if I can just get that taste, that term Prabhupada used, rasagraha. Rasagraha. Once having tasted it, one can never forget. That taste one has to remember in all circumstances. So this is what he says. You have to remember Krishna. That Krishna is that taste. He's the reservoir of all pleasure. So that rasagraha, if one just remembers how, because sometimes people want to live in the past. So they don't see any hope in the future. And old men talk like that. They say, oh, back in the day it was so nice. Also, we think like that. When we first came to Vrindavan, it was so nice. The Purukram road was all Balu, all Brajraj. And everything was peaceful, and there was no construction, there was no buildings, there was no traffic. There were two scooters in Vrindavan. Two scooters. And there was one car owned by one mafia. They used to use for smuggling silver back and forth. The old Sunrak Road is Chor Road. They used to come. You didn't have to go by the Chungi. If you wanted to bring something without going past the police, you have to go in the back roads. Everyone knows these smugglers' roads, old days. Well, and everything is developed. So, but what's different? Krishna is the same. What has changed? Externally, things have changed. But in reality, nothing has changed. Vrindavan has not changed. These things are all temporary. The sages have understood that that which is temporary has no substance. And that which is permanent has no destruction. So we should concentrate on the permanent only, not on the temporary. And that means Krishna's instructions, Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And then we are anchored. We are properly situated. We are on the boat, and we are going back home, back to Godhead. This is a simple thing. We don't have to speculate about it. Prabhupada said that was the disease, this mental speculation. And that's why he said that that verse, 1155, is the essence. Free from mental speculation and from sinful activities. Free from mental speculation and sinful activities. Secondary was no enemies. Non-envious. Non-envious. Prabhupada said no enemies. Previously they had said non-envious, but no enemies is a better. It is his original words. So we have some time for questions. Nirupti, yes. So Nirupti is considered to be deep sleep. Nirupti, that is the word given in 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Well, there's, so where's your eternal spirit soul, correct? Your eternal spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. Yes, but you're eternal. Your soul is eternal. Yes, but this body is changing. Right. So these dreams that we have now are dreams according to the body. My dreams are not the same as the dog's dreams. My dreams are so-called human dreams. But what is human? They're dreams according to my remembrance in this life and maybe other human lives. And that deep sleep, we don't say this deep sleep, the sleeping of ignorance. The soul is also sleeping, just like Krishna is having yoga nidra. When the soul and all the senses are withdrawn and there is no, everything is in a subtle condition. At that time, the soul is said to be in the super soul. And it is not the samadhi of the pure devotee who is with Krishna, but it is a type of samadhi because I am not connected to any material, external consciousness. That sleep which is contained until my next situation, whether it's animal or human. So that is that type of samadhi. It is that interim state. And real samadhi, that of the Bhagavatas, that is the samadhi that one understands. What is my siddha deha? What is my swarup siddhi? What is my relationship with Krishna eternally? That samadhi is a different samadhi. But that deep sleep is a type of samadhi. Because he is a constant platform. It is a non-different consciousness. Samadhi means non-different consciousness. But if I am in illusion, if I have just come from illusion, and I have no permanent situation in Krishna, then what is my situation in transition? What is that situation? Even Narak, this is illusion. Narak is not real. Material worlds are all temporary. When Prabhupada says in a dream, if the tiger is attacking you, you feel fear. Why? There is no tiger. Why do you feel fear? Because it appears to be real. This is the effect of the modes. They're giving this impetus. And everything is that being combined to give the perception of reality in illusion. But it is not real. Prabhupada also said that in dreams one is embracing a beautiful woman, but there is no woman there. But sometimes there is, Prabhupada said, night pollution. Why? Because the modes of material nature are acting. Otherwise, how that night emission came. So in that deep, deep sleep, when there's no contact with anything external, that is this very simple type of samadhi. Because there's no other consciousness. Any other questions? Yes, Mataji. Do you microphone pass by? I don't know. This, we have no wireless mic, huh? You'll have to come a little, Mataji. There's no wire. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram.
I'm very grateful for the wonderful lecture you've given. This is a question that
I don't, let's try to phrase this properly. Prabhupada said dreaming is all illusion. So it's not reality. So there is no, we're not getting any special dispensation by suffering in our dreams. We're not getting relieved from karma. He said that also, that one has to awaken again in the Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. But in the, he didn't say, but it's described there. One again awakes, and then his karma. Then I can cleanse my life. Then, of course, if you're chanting Hare Krishna 24 hours a day, even in your dreams, then yes. I think there's that, because holy name is not illusion. So sometimes, I'm sure in the old days, in the ashram, we used to go to sleep with a tape of Srila Prabhupada chanting. Because we didn't want to be subjected to that, whatever extent possible. We would read Krishna book before we took rest, and in taking rest we would put on a nice bhajan of Srila Prabhupada chanting. And we would hear that. And we did for several reasons. One was the temple, Henry Street, Brooklyn, was considered to be a haunted place. Some ghost was there. So we used to keep Prabhupada playing, because the ghost, they don't like to hear this transcendental vibration. so they keep away. But we also just, we felt very safe hearing Srila Prabhupada's voice. This is the, I mean, I guess everyone has to come to his own realization in this regard. But if one can keep his master's voice clear at all times, in the most trying circumstances, he can hear those instructions, then he will never be in a situation. What is that verse? Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupashite. Ananyas chintayanto mam. And you know, in Hindi they have that saying also, chinta mat karo. Chinta mat karo. Ananyas chintayanto mam. It means the same. Why are you worrying? Krishna is preserving what you have and carrying what you lack. Or the other way around. But he's preserving what you have. And so therefore, if you understand that properly, you don't have to worry. Why do I have to worry? Krishna clearly says, Ananya Chintayanto Mam. And every rickshaw wala can tell you, Chintamat Karo. So you can hear it any place. Why worry? Kusraho. Says, be happy. There's nothing to lament. That otherwise Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. We have to come even to that preliminary stage. Brahman Bhuta Na Sochiti Na Kamshiti. All coming from illusion. One has to become free from these attachments and distractions. They're just distractions. Either you give them up voluntarily or Krishna will take them from you. Very difficult. Prabhupada said it was very difficult. His business was marginalized. He lost everything. Said it was very disturbing. Lost friends, lost family. But he got Krishna. He didn't lose anything. But initially it feels difficult. What is poison in the beginning is like nectar at the end. And it was like nectar in the beginning is poison. When one gets married, first time he thinks, oh, this is nectar. But then you ask him after 10 years, or 20 years, or 30 years, where's the nectar? Where's the nectar? So we know, but you can either know by hearing first-class intelligence, or you can learn by experiencing or seeing second- and third-class intelligence. Or you can learn by never. You can never learn fourth-class intelligence. So Prabhupada told us that don't keep third-class men in the temple. Otherwise, you will only attract fifth-class men to the society. Don't keep third-class men. We have to be very careful. This is not our society. It is not that I have the flexibility to say, oh, I'm... Because what is my compassion? My compassion, you can bring all the monkeys in and put them in the prasadam hall, feed them all. What is that? Someone will say, no, that's not... What are you doing, Prabhu? Say, why? They're just living entities. They're doing the same. I see some brahmacharis doing exactly the same. They're eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So don't bring third-class men. Otherwise, you'll only attract fifth-class men. Prabhupada said, we only want first-class men. Person has to be willing to learn. He has to be willing to change. He has to be willing to accept everything. Not for some, Prabhupada said, ulterior motive. Not for some ulterior motive. Otherwise, that influence becomes contaminous, as Prabhupada said. It will infect everyone. So we cannot have that. Prabhupada said, if someone is coming to this society for sense gratification, for some free hotel, then his coming is useless. And the society will be destroyed. His coming is useless and the society will be destroyed. So we have to take, this is right. He said, all the GBC, you must take care. You must take care to see that a person is coming for the right reason. It's a very valuable thing. If you have some exclusive club, you don't let in some monkey off the street. There has to be some standard. Standards of behavior, standards of action, Everything must be there. So we have four regulative principles, 16 rounds, attending the programs, engaging in devotional service, associating with the devotees. All these things are automatic. We consider them. We don't even realize. Adosha, Datta, Tassa, everything is there. It just Prabhupada gave it to us in a perfect package. And so we don't realize the complexity of it sometimes. And we think, oh, if I just neglect this little thing. But when the devotee asked him, Prabhupada, how can I please you? How can I please Krishna? He said, by following all the little rules and regulations. Because that fixes one's consciousness. Not artificial. Sometimes it seems a bit much. But you see people criticize. I see people, some people here, they'll criticize, oh, this Prabhu touched his shoes and didn't wash his hands. That's a big thing in India. You touched your shoe and you didn't wash your hand. You know, but who is saying and for what reason? That is the key. Yes, it could be a very, you know, if for preaching purposes, we have to know what is the behavior. We don't go to our life members' houses and behave like some uncultured person. No, we want to demonstrate what has Prabhupada given us. He's given us Vedic culture. And we should try to appreciate it. Right? And we should behave according to the time and circumstances. When in Rome, do as the Romans. When in Mathura, do as the Chobes. You know? So we have to know how to behave. But first we have to know how to behave to the spiritual master and the deity. And then they will give us everything from within. Yasya Devi Parabhakti Yata Devi Tathaguru. Everything is there by this implicit faith in the spiritual master in Krishna. Nothing else is required. Harava Bhakta Shikato Mahaguna Manorite Nasati Daivatobi. One gets all the good qualities of the demigods and he becomes free from the mental platform if he's engaging like this, spiritual life. Simple. But if he's a materialist and he's engaging in anything. It doesn't matter if he's digging a million wells and opening a million hospitals. Still, there is no benefit for him. He gets a place in heaven temporarily. Maybe. Nothing guaranteed. But the devotee automatically develops all the good qualities of the demigods. Automatically. And we've seen. Prabhupada brought people in from all walks of life. They were not coming from the Vedic culture. But because they were simple and they were listening to him and they were watching him. We were watching Srila Prabhupada very carefully. Everything he did, we tried to follow exactly. Anusara, not anukara. Follow, not imitate. Anusara. So when Prabhupada danced, we danced like Prabhupada. We did the Swami step. When he raised his hands in kirtan at appropriate times, we followed. And even if it was imitation in the beginning, it was because that person who's perfect, if you're imitating, you're going to get some benefit. But we were following. You see, Srila Prabhupada, whenever the conch blew, he raised his arms. Victory. Again, forward momentum. He knew that this is going on all over the world in every temple. Hundreds of temples, now thousands of temples. This conch shell is blowing at Artik. And Vedic culture, you know, under the guidance of the pure devotee, is being propagated. This is real victory. When Arjuna heard the Panchajang, when all the conches are blowing, they were giving him immense pleasure and they were breaking the hearts of the demons. They were breaking their hearts. They couldn't stand. You know, Krishna is blowing his conch. They knew. They were doomed just to hear that conch. So every day we're offering to the spiritual master our simple endeavors, our small efforts to please them and to create this mood of victory. We have nothing to lament. This Krishna conscious movement is going on very strong. But we have to take care. We have to take care. Because Prabhupada gave us that instruction. It can only be destroyed from within. And that means by neglect. Just like this temple, beautiful temple, but if you don't clean it, you don't take care, you don't clean the roof, you don't clean the gutters, it will be destroyed. It's beautiful now. You look and see it's how beautiful. But very quickly, it can be ruined. How many temples in Vrindavan you've seen are in total ruin? Total ruin. No maintenance. We saw even at Madan Mahan, the shikhar, the kalash was crumbling off. Because nobody cares. So if we don't care, Prabhupada used that term here in Vrindavan, bhava. He said, there's no bhava, this whole temple will simply become a go-down. And he shouted into the microphone, go down. Because he was seeing things broken here and there. And he knew that was because we had lost the feeling. Offering the deity some old flowers. And keeping whatever money was left just to eat. This mentality cannot be there. Any other questions, comments, criticisms? Yes, Mataji in the back. The microphone is up here, Mataji. You can come. Temple president's not here to give me dirty looks today. Yeah? Just speak directly into.
Hare Krishna. In the previous class, you mentioned that part of etiquette is that we should not wear Radha Kulila. Could you please explain that?
Well, again, these things come down to personal instructions. And Prabhupada told us what to wear, so we wear it. But he didn't condemn it. He just said, if they want to wear it, it's okay. But it wasn't an instruction that says, yes, they can wear. Some people feel some sentiment in this regard. So he knew that those persons, he's trying to keep them in Krishna consciousness. I just mentioned he'll live to be 100 years minimum. So he didn't condemn, but he didn't give any emphasis. It was like, oh, they want to do it, so let them do it. It was a dismissal. It was very dismissive. You can understand those devotees may not be so serious about following. We wear these symbols, these Vaishnava symbols, for preaching. It looks very brilliant. When Prabhupada saw the devotees from Africa wearing this tilak, he says, oh, they have come, look like they have come from Vaikuntha. Looks like they have come from Vaikuntha. So we want to give that. We want to serve Prabhupada. We want to follow as closely as possible. So these things, remembering how Prabhupada, and we never saw Prabhupada wear Radha Kund tilak. I mean, if there was a necessity and there was nothing else, I'm sure he would. But not out of a regular habit. There are so many things that are there, sort of, kind of, just on the side of, you know, what we consider to be our sampradaya. You know, even, you know, if, you know, we're not perfect, that's for sure. In book distribution, you have to say so many things and do so many things to try to get that book into that person's hand. It's like a businessman. Sometimes he's saying, for you I make no profit. Everyone knows this is a lie. You know, but when we tell them that these books will rise, I mean, we sometimes say, you can make your life perfect. You can understand the mysteries of the universe. These things are real. And it appeals to them also. You can learn how, you know, why you're suffering. How to become free from suffering. I mean, Pagosh used to say, it'll make you a better businessman. And that's a fact also. So we don't put any emphasis on this. If a person wants to wear radical, he can wear. But his actions will speak louder than his words. He's wearing Radha Kund, but is he serving the spiritual master 24/7? Is he in line with the conclusions, you know, of our Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya? Is he fulfilling the orders and the mission of the spiritual master? If it is, then what's the difference? Because we're also wearing karmic clothes sometimes to do book distribution. So what is it? But he has to act. Prabhupada told us again in Mayapur, show bottle will not act. A show bottle will not act. Everyone in India knows what a show bottle is. You have a display in the window, all the bottles are empty. They have the labels, it looks like it's a bottle of medicine, but it's empty. So they call it a show bottle. So if someone goes into the apothecary, into the pharmacy, and the pharmacy gives him an empty bottle, his sickness will not be cured, because it is only a show bottle. It is empty. Will have no effect, or cannot act. So we don't want to be show bottle devotees, just looking like devotees. We want to be real devotees. We want to be acting from that platform of sincere surrender to the spiritual master and Krishna. And they will empower us, and we will know how to act. We've seen it. Anyone who's preaching, when you meet some person, I'm not thinking 24/7, what am I going to say if I meet this person or this person? No. But Krishna from within, he's automatically Matak Smriti Gyanam Apoanam Cha. Savasya Chaham Riddhi Sani Vishto Matak Smriti Gyanam Apoanam. He's seated in our hearts, and from him comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. If I'm studying, and we used to study, Prabhupada used to tell us, you study the books every day, memorize shlokas. We used to memorize shlokas all the time. And then you get a chance when you're in the street, all of a sudden there's that shloka, it's right there at an appropriate time and for that specific situation. Krishna allows you to remember it, allows you to use the knowledge. You have to just be a willing instrument. Nimitta matram bhava savyasacha. You have to be an instrument. Krishna will use you. So I want to be the best instrument. I want to be as much as possible. I don't care to be known as anything, but at least we should be known as Prabhupada's men. That we should be known as. That we are Prabhupada's men. Any other questions or comments? It's getting quite late. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.